This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So, welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. And my guest today is Rachel Rhodes.
Hello.
Hi. So, this is the first time that we're meeting each other. Well, I mean, we met each other 10 minutes ago when you walked through the door.
Yeah, into your gorgeous little house. I love it, by the way.
Thank you. With the dogs absolutely attacking you. They've calmed down a little bit now.
I think I've got a new best mate.
I think, oh my God, Rita's taken a highlighter into a bed.
She's going to decorate it pink.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to leave it there. I'll be a bad dog mother, but she's quiet. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so my name's Rachel Rhodes and I'm from Liverpool originally, just around the corner actually.
Whereabouts?
Just by Coldstones Park. Just up there.
Always go to that park with the dogs.
Do you?
Yeah, love it.
I might go meet up with my best mate.
Yeah.
yeah, so I've born and raised here. I started off in the music industry because I went to Lipa and then I moved on to reality TV. And I got into reality TV. I went on a TV show called The Ibiza Weekender.
That's Michael's favourite.
That's amazing.
He absolutely looked like, I've never watched it before until I've been with him. Like, there's things that I've not watched, like Geordie Shore, I've watched loads of now.
Yeah.
Because he's got me into it. And Ibiza Weekender, he's got me into. But I've only watched, like, the latest one, I think, or the one before.
Yeah.
But what was that like? So, obviously, I know the concept of it.
Yeah.
So, you were one of the reps.
Yeah, I was a ref on Ibiza Weekender. It was the series one. It was the main one I was in. And it was, I would say it's the most real reality that I can get my head around.
Right,
so
okay.
It wasn't scripted. Like people think. I think it is a bit more now, but it definitely
because
wasn't
you,
when I
you
was
you basically a... have a job to do. Like, you're being a rep.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
You sort of do, yeah. You have to get up on time and things. But a lot of it is produced by production team. That is all around you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they don't tell you things the same way you do on the likes of, like, TOWI or any Made in Chelsea, any of those sort of things.
Yeah, because when you watch it, it doesn't say, I don't think it does say before, it like, some of this has been scripted
for
your...
it's not scripted. Like, what will happen is someone from production would say to you, imagine I went on a night out and I slept with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then I didn't tell you. They'd put me and you on a shift together the next day, but they would say to you, go in and ask Rachel how her night was, see if she hooked up with anyone. So you'd come in completely oblivious, being like, Rachel, how was your night out? Did you hook up with anyone? And me not expecting you to come in and say that, my reaction would be completely real and your reaction would be completely real.
Yeah.
But they sort of mould it.
Manipulate it.
Yeah, to the way that you want it.
So what I've seen of it, one of the rules is that you can't get with any of the other reps. Did you break that rule?
A little bit. A little bit. I wasn't too bad. I was quite good on there. I didn't... do any hanky-panky with anyone because you just think of your poor little mum watching you on TV, just not for me.
I always think that about things like that. Like, I remember when Big Brother first came out, and this is so savage, but my mum and dad used to ask me, like, mum would be like, would you go in it? I was like, not unless you were dead.
Like, how savage.
But I was just a bit like, I couldn't do that. Like, even my dad listening to some of the things I say on this podcast, like, I'm like, oh, don't listen. So what did you do after that? So you did it for one series?
Yeah, I did it for one series. I went back for a little bit on the second series, but then I left because it was just all a bit messy, which was fine. And then I got into radio. I ended up getting my own little show and I did that for 3 years. And my last show was just this Sunday just gone.
Oh, was it? So what kind of show was it? Was it like Saturday?
It was a weekend show, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, amazing.
All on my very own.
Was it on your own? That must be so hard on
I
your own.
I loved it though.
Did you?
I did love it, yeah. I loved radio because I got to do things like... they sent me to a Shark Tank and was like, off you go, get in. And I was like, what?
Oh my God, did you do it?
Yeah, I got in like an idiot.
So you said it was your last show.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
It's all a bit strange right now because you're a bit in limbo. It's like...
I feel you. Like, a massive tree fell on my head after 5 years of being in Hollyoaks. And then I was like, shit, what do I do now?
Like, yeah, it's like you don't really know where to put yourself. Like, you've got so many different options and routes that you can go down. It's like... what is the next path?
Have you got anything particular that you'd want to do?
I'd love to stay in presenting.
Would you want to do like TV presenting?
I would love to do TV presenting.
Anyone out there? You heard it first.
So yeah, I would like to get into TV. But don't get me wrong, I love radio presenting as well because you can literally turn up dressed. I've been to work in my pyjamas before.
Yeah, I mean, look at me. You're in my house. I've literally got like... a jumper.
Your dog's on your jumper.
Yes. Yeah. Our company made us some jumpers and we sent them a picture and
That is so cute.
And I'm just covered in dog hair. I never have any makeup on when people come round. Like, I've definitely put a bra on for you today and a bit more clothes than normal, but it's so great, like, being able to just...
So you've made more effort for me today than what I make to go to the radio, so it's great.
Yeah. So have you done any more reality shows?
I did a game show called Release the Hounds.
Oh my God. I have... A few guys at work, I think, got offered that once. Because I remember watching a few of, like, the celebrity ones. And, like, not just the dog bit, but, like, the scary shit bits that they do, like, when they're in the forest and, like, clowns come out, like...
Babe, but you have fun, though. No. It's never a word that I would use to describe my experience from Release the Hounds. Absolutely traumatising, like... Absolutely wrong.
Who did you do it with?
So I did it with Jordan and Sophie off Weekender.
Oh, right, yeah.
So basically what happened was...
Yeah.
They put you on a plane and they send you to Lithuania, which is completely different to what we're used to anyway. And then they put us in this hostel, which was like something off a horror movie with big pictures on the walls and bullet wounds through the windows.
Oh, my God, hostel, the film.
Yeah, like the film. So then then all of a sudden, they like don't let you sleep all night. They have gunshots going off and all that. It's all on purpose to wind you up.
Oh, so they're putting you in like a shitty place to like fuck with you.
And they give you like no food. And then they put you in a van the next day. And then all of a sudden, you get out of this truck and there's Reggie Yates standing there. And then there's a whole team.
Is he fair?
Yeah. Beautiful.
I knew it. Does he smell
stunning.
Nice?
Oh, stunning. He's just stunning. He's just fabulous in every sense of the word.
I knew it.
And then all of their team have balaclavas on. Anyway, off they send you in the forest. So you're trotting along and you're like, oh, okay, fine. You've got your red backpack on. And they go, right, listen, guys. And they speak to you through a walkie-talkie in your backpack. Listen, guys, we're just going to test your GPSs out right now. So if you can just bear with us for a moment, we're just doing this, sorting it out. So I was like, all right. So they were like, walk forward. So we were like, walking forward. Walk to the side. And they're like, I don't know what's going on. Can you separate? Jordan, can you get back in the van? Rachel, we're just going to test yours out first. Sweet. It's like, walk forward, walk side. And so I was doing this for about 20 minutes. And then they go, Rachel, can you see that thing behind you? And at this point, it's pitch black. So I'm like, no. And they're like, Rachel, there's something behind you. We need you. And then he goes, we don't want you to speak. Be very careful. Walk very quickly. To your right. Now I don't know my left from my right, so I'm like,
yeah, I'm bad at that.
So I'm like frantically thinking, oh my God. So then all of a sudden I get this woman screaming in Lithuanian and this man going, run, we're sending someone to you now, Rachel, just run. I'm thinking, oh my God, there's a monster. So I'm like, snot is coming out my face, I'm sobbing my heart out. None of this gets shown, by the way.
Why? What the
fuck? They try and put a bag on my head. I'm like, you can get into fuck off, basically. You're not putting a bag on my head. I've just near been murdered by a monster in the forest. Like, no. So then he just puts my face to the floor and all I can hear is Jordan going, Rachel! Screaming me, and I'm like, oh, this is just hideous. So we get put back in the car, get sent to this other place with a bag on your head. And then I got sat in the field for another like 10 hours with a bag on my head.
What? So you just, like, you don't get to, like, I would have thought, like, in between that, it's like any other
you'd
kind
have
of
a
like
cup
set.
Of tea.
You're all just sat there, just waiting, yeah, playing on your phone, doing whatever.
No, you're sat on a field with a bag on your head.
I hope they paid you big bucks for that.
No, you only get what you want.
Yeah.
And then they go, right, go and run away from these dogs. Oh, it was horrific. But luckily Jordan won us a bit of money, so we did get a bit of money, but not enough. I wouldn't
literally
do it again
for
that money.
You just get what you win?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So you gotta run for your money after you've sat on a field for two, three days in the freezing cold, and then they put like another like 10-15 pounds of clothing on you. They change all your clothing, so you're like running in slow-mo and it actually is painful, like your joints are painful and you're
so
cold.
When you finished, like, was there any kind of like, was like the producers or the English people like,
everyone thought it was boss, everyone was clapping me going, you were damn funny with them girls, and I was like like in shock.
Oh my God.
No, it was horrific.
So did that put you off reality for life, or would you do it again?
It put me off doing Release the Hounds ever again, like, yeah. People say, oh, I'd love to do that show,
know,
and I'm like,
I
this
kind
is
of thought like, oh, that, yeah, no, I literally, there's not enough money in the world.
No,
like,
literally.
After what you've said.
It was hideous.
So have you listened to this podcast before?
I have.
So do you know what's coming next?
I can see this big pot of jelly sweets and I'm terrified.
Listen, if you thought Release the Hounds was bad, mate, this is next level.
Okay.
So basically this is Double Dares.
Okay.
The jelly beans are... Okay, so I'll just give you a few examples. The brown ones are cat food or cola. The green ones are watermelon or snot, or maybe snail sometimes.
Oh.
The yellow ones are lemon or rotten cheese. And I will warn you, they are a fresh batch. And I had one on the Mother's Day one. And even me doing this all the time, it hit me hard. And we do have a new rule.
Can't spit it out.
So the new rule is you can't spit it out. Pick a jelly bean and then after three.
What was the green one?
Watermelon or snot.
I'll go with green.
Oh my God, go for it. Okay. Oh, fucking hell. I'm going to go for a white.
It didn't smell of anything.
I know. I don't know why.
What's white? What's white?
The white one is Tutti Frutti or Rotten Milk, but I don't know why I've done that because that's a fresh batch. I just saw it sticking out and thought I've not done a white one for ages.
If this is Rotten Milk, I am literally going to vomit for you.
Oh my God, right. After three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
I've got my one down.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh my God, thank fuck.
What is that?
Oh my God. What have you got?
No, it's like sprouts.
Yeah, it could be sprouts.
Oh, thanks for warning me on that one. Why have I got sprouts in my mouth? Oh, that's grim. I want to cry.
Okay. So, this is the first time I'm seeing these dilemmas as well. So okay, I'm reading along with you.
This is going to be fun.
Oh.
Oh, no. Your face, what? What's happened?
So, the title is Small Town Sadness.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it's anonymous, obviously, but okay. That's what they've called themselves, Small Town Oh, my God, I can't speak. Small Town Sadness 23. Hi, Jess. I come from a small town. No shit. where people rarely leave. My ex is around every corner, or at least it feels like it. I'm really thinking about moving town and starting again, or is this too drastic?
I don't think this is drastic at all. Move.
Really? Go. Oh, fucking hell, straight in there.
Go, move, spread your wings, live your life. Like, I'm not being funny. I've lived in a world where my ex haunts my life, like literally haunts my life. I cannot escape him.
Really?
He doesn't live around the corner and it's absolute hell on air. So I'm feeling your pain. So if you, and I deal with things like ignorance is bliss. The less you know about someone, the less you see someone, the less you hear from someone. Block, delete, move on. So if by you moving on means you setting up yourself a whole new life and having an absolute ball. You're only 23, you're only young. Go, escape, live your life, move to Australia. You know, there's massive beaches there. Like, go and be that drastic. Why not live there for a year? You know, just heal. Just give your time to heal.
Even if it's not to do with an ex, I'd say you're from a small town, no one ever leaves, you're 23. Like, go and find, do it for you as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even if it's for 6 months, like, just go somewhere else for a little bit and meet new people. And see, and also, when you go to that new place and you meet loads of people, you'll be like, who is that guy? Like,
yeah.
Especially if it's the same people, you know the same things, your mum knows this person, your uncles, aunties, your old cousins, you went to the same school. Like, fuck that. Like,
yeah, go and find something new. Like, do it for yourself, but also for your own sanity. Like, there's nothing worse than being haunted by someone. There isn't, and I'm totally feeling you on that one. There's nothing worse than it. So what you need to do is just pick yourself up, find something you want to do, find a new job somewhere and go on an adventure. Because you know what? You can always come home.
Yeah.
You can always come home.
I always used to say that to friends when I'd be like, they'd ring me and go like, oh, like, everyone's in a relationship, or I'm just like, I hate my job, it's shit, or whatever. And I'd be like, come move to London with me then.
Yeah.
Like, come. And like I always used to say, if you hate it, go home.
Yeah, there's like, nothing wrong in that, yeah.
It's like when people go on about, like, you know, like, haircuts, or like, what, should I do this? And I'm like, well, yeah, and if you don't like it, fucking dye it back. Like, it doesn't matter. Things don't last forever.
No, like, exactly. And you won't feel like this forever about him. You just need to take time to heal.
Yeah,
like, you need to have that time to sort of get your head straight and put yourself on the right
track. And you're never going to do that when you, like, I couldn't imagine, like, leaving my house and, like, nipping to Tesco and thinking, oh shit, am I going to bump into that person?
Yeah.
Or like going, it sounds to me like there's probably going to be like one local pub, one nightclub, whatever. One Chinese.
See, one Chinese, you're going to meet him at midnight. It's not fun, is it?
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than feeling that dread every time you leave the house or look on your social media, or, you know, your friend's already going out with them because you're all the same group of mates. Like, just take yourself out for a bit. I'll put a time out.
Also, if you want to meet anyone, that'll get back to him. Do you know what I mean?
And but it's hard to meet someone when you're still sort of caught up on someone else, and it's hard to move on from someone when they're just there in your face.
Yeah.
Like, ignorance is bliss. Block, delete, move on. Everything off social media, everything off your phone.
Yeah.
Just delete everything.
We were speaking about this on Anna's podcast when Anna was a guest, I think. And we was just saying, like, it's funny how once you, like, you don't feel yourself getting to that point. But when you're at that point and someone, like, mentioned your ex or something, or someone you used to go out with or was really heartbroken.
Sick.
Or you start laughing because you're like, oh my God. Like, you get to that point where you're like, I can't believe I felt like that about that person.
Like, oh, yeah. Later on when you're over it, yeah. I know what you mean.
And you just go...
In when you look at a picture of them and go, oh, my God, how did I fancy that? How did I fancy
because
that?
Because you're so tunnel visioned at the first bit. You're so like, I'll never feel this way, but you're so romantic. I'll never feel this way again. He was the love of my life. Like, I've missed out on this. But then you, it might even like, it just it catches you off guard. Like 2-3 years down the line, someone mentions someone's name. You're like, oh, my God, you remember when I was fucking crying in my bed, shoving ice cream in my mouth, fucking 5 days about this person. You're like, I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's so funny. My friend, he did Panto with me. He's actually on Hollyoaks right now. He did Panto with me. And
oh, who?
Chris Simmons. He's just started. He's playing Stuart on it right now.
Oh, he's involved in Kieran's storyline. Yeah,
so he's like he did Panto with me. He's one of my closest friends.
We've got the same agent.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, well, he's one of my best friends. Like, I love him. And when I went through my last breakup, he used to ring me up and be like, I just feel, because that's all I used to say, is I just feel like I don't know. And he's like, do you feel like that now? I'm like, no.
Listen, we've all been there. I've cupboard slided, you know. Like,
you've cupboard slided.
Yeah, but this is what we used to call it. You know, like in like EastEnders or whatever, and it'd be like, like someone would tell someone something and then they'd literally look and then they'd throw themselves against a cupboard and then slide down. Like, I've done that before in my mum's kitchen. Like, why doesn't he love me? Bang, slid down. Like, maybe that's like the soap actress that was dying to get out of me. But we've all been there. Like, you know, don't cupboard slide. Cupboard slide.
Cupboard slide, do what you need to do, but behind closed doors, there's nothing less attractive.
Don't be cupboard sliding in the pub. But yeah, get all that out of your system. I think that this, what you're saying, like your advice to just do it, is the best, because you're not going to wallow when you're somewhere else.
You want a new adventure.
Even like walk, if you're in a small town, you're bound to like walk past, oh, there's that piece of grass that we had that first kiss on.
Yeah.
Or there's where we shagged in the toilet. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's no escaping, but if you're walking around fucking London or Newcastle or Australia, you're not going to even contemplate
them because you've got no memories with them there. Yeah. You just need to like, and you know what? Like you say, you can always go home.
Yeah.
But at that point, your head might be a bit more clear as well.
Yeah.
And you might not feel the same.
So pack your bags, book your train or plane ticket and just go.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, the people that produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for brands. Brands who know that podcasts are the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world and who want to build their audiences online with their very own podcast.
We work with magazines, digital creators, influencers, and industry experts.
From idea development through to distribution to all of the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, we make making your podcast easy.
And tell us you heard this ad, and we'll produce your first episode for free.
So email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now, and we can get the ball rolling on your new podcast this week. Right, back to the episode.
Ashley, 32, big up the 32 crew, North London. Hi, Jess. I've been best friends with a girl I met when I was 4 years old, and since then, we've been inseparable. The thing is, we've got so much history together, but I think that's the only reason we're still friends. Do I start to distance myself from her? Okay. So there's not much, it doesn't sound like there's been any kind of, like, fallout or whatever. And 32 is quite old to say that. I guess, like, you have friends sometimes, don't you, that you go to school with?
Yeah.
And then you distance yourself from them when you get to about 22 or whatever, because you're like, we're different now.
I think that's so bizarre. Sorry, I do. Like, why would you just distance yourself from someone just because your lives have changed? My best friend from school, our lives are completely different. She went in a completely different direction to me. We were exactly the same in school, and she went one way and I went the other. She lives in Doncaster now.
Yeah.
Like, she's got a husband and a child and a massive house in Doncaster, and she's a nurse. Like, completely opposite to my life, where I'm just looking for my next bevy. And yet, all she does, like, I make the effort to see her and she makes the effort to see me just because I love her.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, she's my friend and I love her.
I'm the same. Like, I moved to London when I was 19. I stayed there for 8 years, came back here. Like, I've not lived where I'm from since I was 19, like, and I'm 32 now, but I still have my friends from back home that I went to school with, that even if I don't see them for a couple of months, we'll still text, I'll still go back home, we'll go for a drink, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
But I guess that I think in this dilemma that maybe something's happened that they're not saying, like,
I thought it was going to be like a confession of love there.
Yeah, I think the thing is, we've got so much history together, but I think that's the only reason.
But why? You've got so much history together because you're that good friends, because you've done so much together, because you like each other that much.
I guess like sometimes when you go to different situations and you meet different people from, and then all of a sudden you realise that, like, I've done that before where I've like met certain people and I go, oh, I've actually got more in common with you than like one of my best friends from back home for years. Because I'm just older and different or whatever. But it's not ever made me go, but I don't want to be friends with that person. It's just made me go, you know, we connect on a different level and we got the same interests and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, I've met people through reality TV world who are some of my closest friends, but it doesn't mean that I ditch my other friends just because I went to school with them and spent time with them at school. Like,
also, I think, I start to distance myself? Like, that's just fucking tight. Like,
why? Yeah, why? If something has happened, fair enough, distance yourself, but don't actually just not be someone's friend just because you don't feel like your lives are the same. Because my lives aren't the same as half of my friends.
Exactly. Like, if there was like an event that had happened here, then I'd be like, oh, maybe you need to talk to her about it. Like, oh, I don't know. Like, she's not my kind of person, or she wants to go get drunk all the time. I want to stay in. I've got a boyfriend, whatever. She's not saying that. So, like, imagine like you're like best friends with someone and you're 32 and then all of a sudden they just like, don't text you back.
28 years of friendship.
You're basically getting ghosted.
You're getting ghosted by your mate. Do you know what? I get ghosted all the time and it's not a nice feeling, so I don't agree with you doing this.
No, literally, I used to get ghosted all the time.
All the time. Literally, I might as well be the ghosted, you know, ghost girl, the poster girl for ghosting.
Ghosting,
seriously.
Crumbing, all of them.
What's crumbing?
Do you know what crumbing is?
No.
Oh my God. Mate, I had a tough time on that. Crumbing is basically where you'll be speaking to someone, and then they'll ghost you.
And then they sneak back in. I get that, yeah.
And then they leave a little crumb, and then they're like, oh, sorry, like, I was really busy with work, or I had to go away. And then they lure you back into a conversation.
And then
like,
they go again?
Then they go again.
Oh my God, this happens to me all the time.
And then they give you, then they come back and crumb, like Hansel and Gretel, they crumb you.
Oh my God, I get crumbed. I didn't know this. You've just taught me something very new.
Listen, you learn something new every day.
This happens to me on social media a lot, you know.
Does it?
Guys.
Sliding into your DMs, crumbing
you. Slide into my DMs. Literally, I met a guy on a night out literally the other week and I was like, oh my God, I fancy you so much. And then he messaged me and he was like, I met you on that night out. And I was like, dying. I pure sent my mate over to find out if he was gay or not and everything. And then I was like dying thinking, oh my God, he's messaged me. Pure stalked him for like 10 weeks.
I love the use of pure scousers. It's so funny.
And then he... So he was like messaging me and he went, yeah, I really want to take you out. And I was like, yeah, cool, let's go out. When do you want to go? No reply. So then I walked into the Mayflower the other night with my mate, pissed, and, you know, midnight Chinese, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was sitting on the table next to me, didn't say hello to me, didn't say anything to me. But the second he left, messaged me, said, ha, just seen you in the Mayflower. And I was like, you didn't say hello? And he was like,
what
no.
is wrong with people? Can they not just turn their head? And no. Can people not,
hello.
People not use their mouths anymore? Like,
it's all through social media now, isn't it? People don't actually speak to each other, even when you're sitting next to them.
In the fucking Chinese.
In the Chinese.
Right, mate? So basically, Ashley, 32, from North London, don't be a dick. Don't crumb your friend. Don't ghost her. Literally, if you're finding that you want to, you know, spread your wings in a little bit, you can
spread your wings.
Spread your wings, but don't forget your past and your history.
She's your mate. She'll stick by you.
Yeah, and don't start distancing yourself because we've got enough of that on Tinder and Bumble.
Oh
and,
my God! Like, there's not very many decent people out there, so let's not be dicks.
Yeah, girls, let's stick together. Let's not ghost each other.
And if you've got a mate who's 32 from North London, then he wants to ghost you.
Okay, our next dilemma is, again, anonymous, pissed off girlfriend.
Ooh, I like this one already.
Hi, Jess. My boyfriend plays FIFA more than Michael does.
I don't play that much, I've turned it off, actually. I'm just to note that City have scored against Cardiff.
Okay, brilliant. How can I successfully manage the amount of time he's on the PS4 without causing an argument?
Ooh.
See, when me and Michael first lived together, he didn't have a PS4. For ages, for months and months. And then he, like, kept saying jokes about it. My mum and dad would be like, oh, what do you want for Christmas or whatever? And he'd be like, oh, Jess wants a PS4. I hate games. I love board games and I love games like Jelly Beans, but I don't like computer games. I just don't get them. I don't like them on my phone. Don't like them. But then, anyway, I caved and for our anniversary, I got him a PS4.
Aren't you cute?
Mate,
no.
The best.
Tell the true story why you got it me for my anniversary.
Okay, rewind. All right. I wish you weren't here. Basically, I came back. I had been in London doing a job and I came back and we were going away for our anniversary. And when I got back, my mum and dad were here because they were minding the dogs. I walked in and there was loads of presents in the card on the table.
Aww.
And like my favourite jumper that I wear all the time with the rainbow on, like this book that I wanted, Prosecco, One Red Rose, really nice card. And I didn't have anything. I just thought, I didn't think, because we were going
brutal.
We were going to this nice hotel for the weekend and I thought we were going for this like taste of course menu and I thought that was it.
Did you send your mum and dad out, backhand them a couple of £100 and be like, go and get me a PlayStation?
Well, I literally, when we got to Wales, I got a card in the shop, which was really hard because everything was, all the cards were in Welsh. And I was like, have you got an anniversary one? And then I got him a bottle of whiskey. And then, to be fair, I did get him the PS4 and I did play a trick on him. Like, I bought him a shaving set from B&M, like electric one, but it cost me like a five at proper snide. And he was like, opened it and was like, oh yeah, like, this is really good. And then I was like, please, we get the charger from upstairs. And he just got in from work as well. And I thought he was going to be like, why don't you fucking get it? And the PS4 was on the bed.
Aww.
But I did say,
how
right,
cute are you?
Exactly. Girlfriend points. I did say when he got it, right, the rule is, fine, if I'm out working or out with my mates or whatever, then play it as much as you want. But if I'm here, then you can't play it. That has slowly gone out. That has gone out the window. So he'll come in from work at 10 to 5 and I might be like, I don't know, doing some work or watching a film or doing something. But it's like an unspoken word now. Like, he came in today and I was watching this thing and I just took myself upstairs.
Oh my God.
And sat on the bed.
It's like you've been trained.
Yeah, it's like I've been brainwashed. Fair enough. I understood. You know, I was supportive through the FIFA tournament. They did a FIFA tournament. Yeah, really sad. A lot of men spent a whole Saturday doing a FIFA tournament the day after my birthday, I might add. But yeah, so I was like, okay, you've got to get your practice in. But it is annoying, like before you guys came, I came downstairs, I was like, if you yeah I'm just finishing the second bit now. Or like it'll be like, oh yeah, I've just got to play this half. But then I don't know how much half is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
how many? I don't believe that it's 4 minutes.
I thought a half was 45 minutes. No.
No, but
not on FIFA. I think your thumbs would fall off.
Oh, right, okay.
But I guess if I really wanted it, if I'd be like, right, we've got to do something now, we would get off it. And I'm pretty sure we'd get bored of it.
See, soon. The way I look at it is, with me, whenever I've had a boyfriend, which isn't very often, but when I have had one, I would always sort of be the one wearing the trousers. Yeah. So I'd walk in and be like, okay, get off now, I'm here. And
oh, really?
And he'd just be like, off he goes. And if that happened in my presence and he didn't get off, I would literally cut the plug.
Really? Would you do that?
100%. And I would cut it right in front of his face and be like, that will teach you a lesson. You've now got to go and buy a new plug if you want your PlayStation back.
Michael, you're listening to this.
She's like Simon's girlfriend off in between us, where she like burns his place and she cuts his plug.
Any potential suitors out there, she's going to cut your plug.
No, but I honestly think, like, I'm not being funny. They have all that time when you're not there. You know, if they said, I want to go and play FIFA, I'd be like, sweet, I'm going to go get in the bath. But when I get out of that bath, you best be off that
yeah,
FIFA.
Yeah, I do think that.
You know, if you don't get off that FIFA when I come out that bath, you know, in my bath towel, you best think that you're...
I'm going to flick my water on it.
No, your plug's getting
plugged. Yeah, because I do think that if Michael's been at work all day and he wants to play a few games, I'm like, fine. But if that like cut into like, it was getting to like 7 o'clock and I'm like, we're not cooking dinner, like what are we doing? Or
if you slide into that dark place where they just pick FIFA over you, that's not like, you need to start doing something drastic.
Yeah,
you cut the plug and they've got to buy a new one. They'll soon learn a lesson that you're not messing around and that they're gonna have to buy a new plug every time they don't get off when you say. And I think you should, you know, you shouldn't be that brutal that you don't let them play it ever.
Yeah,
you should give them like, okay, I'm gonna get a bath now because I like a bit of me time too. I like to go and do things by myself. I want to go and paint my nails and I want to go and watch my Netflix or whatever.
Yeah,
when I'm doing that, you do what you want to do, but the minute I want your attention, then you give me it.
So, like, I mean, she's
saying... Do I sound brutal here?
Absolutely, but I love it. I mean, she's saying, how can I successfully manage the amount of time he's on PS4?
Cut the plug. Cut it once, because he'll just have to buy a new one and he'll know that you're not messing. Tell him first. Give him the warning. Be like, I will cut the plug. You know, you have your hour now and I'll have my hour. And then when we come together, you get off.
Yeah.
And if you don't...
There's got to be boundaries.
Hasn't there? This is what I mean. Like, I'm very much, like, blunt, straight to the point. Like, if you don't get off, if you're going to choose a PlayStation over me...
Yeah.
then I'm going to cut your plug.
Yeah, because it's not like they're like, oh, I've got some important work to do. This is the thing that gets me. I'm like, you're just fiddling on some buttons, paying online with someone you never met in like Japan. Like, I don't
shouting at them through a microphone or something.
All I could hear was shouting before. I was upstairs like, I was like, oh my God, like, what was my neighbour's thing? Like, I'm upstairs and he's just shouting, fuck off. But I would say you've got to set boundaries with someone because, you know, it's slipping for me. I'm I can't believe I just took myself upstairs before. Okay, I'll leave.
Michael, like, you're getting your plug cut.
But, yeah, boundaries have to be set.
I think you need to have a discussion first. Obviously, you don't just go and cut off his PlayStation 4. But you have the conversation first. Have the agreement. And if the second he comes out of the agreement, it's like a dog, you train it, you cut the plug.
We'll be being sent bills for PlayStations or some guy being like, you told her to cut the plug and she's cut the plug.
I think you need to. All they need to do is go and buy another plug, but it'll soon teach them the lesson.
This is true. And for the rest of that night, they can't play it.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you do it at like 8 o'clock, all the shops are shut.
Then they're all yours, but they'll be in a bad mood, but at least then they're yours for the night.
And you can be like, okay, if you're going to be in a mood, I'll just go and do my own thing.
I'll go and lie on bed in my lingerie.
Rachel, thank you so much for being a guest on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis.
You're very welcome. I've had a ball.
It's been absolutely brilliant. You've been so open and honest, and I think that's brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah, good luck for the future.
Good luck to you too.
Thank you. Maybe we'll see you on blank reality
blankety
show.
Blank.
Like, yeah, like fill in the gap. Maybe we'll see you, or maybe you're presenting, or maybe both.
Let's hope for both.
Both. Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together and now they think, maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal training session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
He obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost 3 pounds this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost 3 pounds this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost 3 pounds this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am 1 pound down this week.
All
well
good.
Done, mate.
We've all lost, progress. Which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
10 pounds in a week, boys.
What? That's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.